Welcome to Hard On Podcast, a podcast that's not about length, but, well, you know what it's about? It's about how you use it. I am Sean Barnes. Here with me is the one, the only, Jay Leonard. How are you, Jay?
Hey, baby.
How the fuck are you?
You know what, Sean? More importantly, how are you? I meant to tighten this up before we started, and I didn't do it. And
it's okay. I think everything's okay.
It's just it falls.
Oh, fix it now then.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Because now we're in it. Now, so I'm going to do this for the next hour. I'm just going to see.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It's just going to fall. See, slowly there it goes, moving. Slowly falling.
It doesn't settle.
Settle. No, not really.
And raise the thing up.
I know, but it's all relative.
Look. It's all a series of gears and
levers. Yes. Rudimentary lathes. Okay, no, that's good. Right about that.
Yeah.
Any moment it'll be pointed directly at my deep navel. How many quarters do you think you could fit in your belly button? Dollar-wise. Approximate value.
Less than a dollar.
Less than a dollar?
Yeah, I don't have a deep button.
Oh, shit.
Nah.
You got that washboard shit going on, huh? Shine. Damn. Less than a dollar, he says.
Yeah, I think it's not the... I think it's the circumference of it isn't big enough.
Oh, well, let's go pennies then.
Pennies? How many dollars
worth of
pennies?
How many dimes?
How many dimes?
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Nope.
You think more?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done any.
From the tie to the air.
Right.
You think you're getting 30 cents? Because that's like what like Brad Pitt can get in there. That's like pressed right up against his rock hard abdomen. With just the
right, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying I'm not cut or anything.
But you're saying you can fit 30 cents.
I don't think I have a deep belly button is all I'm saying. All
right. Because I was going to say like I could probably fit $6 in there.
In quarters.
In dimes.
In dimes.
Yeah, I could fit 60 dimes in my cavernous belly button.
I mean, maybe later I'll fucking experiment. I got a change bucket at home. I'll just fucking go to town. I don't have a deep belly button.
It's not a deep one?
No.
Do you get a pain in your belly button?
Yeah, I think that's normal though, right? Like
it's because your umbilical cord was cut too short.
Really?
Yep.
I thought that was just a thing.
Nah, man. Nope. Mine was too. They fucked it all up. Yeah, your
really?
Umbilical cord was cut too short, and as a result, you know, you got some nerves, and they tie right into your beanbag and like in right into your butthole, right? Like if you touch it, if you put your finger all the way in it real hard, uh-huh. It kind of hurts, like in your nether regions.
Yeah, I can see that, but nothing in my butt.
Yeah, mine's connected to my butt.
So they went real deep.
Yeah, my button
cut a little too short.
My pain. Button.
Speaking of cutting things at birth, circumcision.
Mm-hmm.
I mean. I know there's like this movement, right? I don't even know if it's a movement, but like there are parents out there that are like, oh, it's malicious. How dare we cut a child's dick, you know what I mean? Like, and before he can have a say in it and shit like that. I don't know. I'm cut, and I'm glad I'm cut, and I'd rather they cut that shit when I have no memory of it whatsoever.
I know a guy who got cut later in life.
Really?
Yeah, and it is the most traumatic thing imaginable. You're also susceptible to just a shitload of infections, and you know it's harder to take care of that shit as you get older. There's a lot more sweat involved,
right?
And, you know, you're moving around a lot more, and plus, I mean, you know, it's not a great situation. Yeah, I don't know. I just everybody needs a hill to die on, so now it's like because who's going to fight against that? Babies don't care. They're down for whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I like the spirit of it. The like, who cares? Like, what's the?
Right.
You're talking about
sure.
Just for aesthetics. Like, I'm all on board on that. But like at the same time, like, oh, I just cut the dick. It's not a big deal. Yeah, no, I'm super happy I got a good cut. I got a strong cut.
Strong cut.
Yeah. It could have been overcut.
They didn't fade you up too high?
Didn't get faded up too high.
Yeah.
So it looks like a Rainier cherry on top of a pound of fucking... top of a bologna ring. Ring bologna.
No, so everything's right where it should be.
Yeah. Not over-circumcised.
Yeah.
So it looks like a cabbage...
You got that kind of
like
dick that you only read about.
Yeah. You got to get like an infant wearing a 7 1/4 ball cap. It's not like that either. It's right... Right where the doctor was an artist.
Right.
Yeah. The rest of that shit's not his fault. It's all genetic.
No, but he only work with the canvas he's given.
He worked with what he had.
Yeah.
It's like those artists that do those the ships in tiny bottles.
Right.
You know, or the microscopic paintings on like the head of pennies.
Oh yeah, or like on a grain of rice and shit.
Yeah, that's what this doctor did.
Right.
It's a mini Lisa.
Jay and his mini Lisa.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've heard people talking about, but like, and this is gonna sound shitty, but I've only ever heard women say like, oh, I wouldn't do that to my son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but wasn't there like, I mean, I don't know, like I always remember chicks talking negatively about the other option.
Sure, sure.
Like, oh, those things are weird looking.
Right, you know? But then I think when people become like parents and stuff, they're like, oh, I don't know, if I had a son, I wouldn't.
Well, you know what's real weird? The moils that still like suck the blood off the tip.
I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a thing. In fact, there was a moil in New York, maybe in Queens, in Manhattan or something, that had killed a baby because he had given it hepatitis or herpes.
No shit.
Because he had herpes. The rabbi had herpes. The moil had herpes. So he had passed it on and killed a kid. But he was just going around like blowing these babies after, you know, taking the blade
snip
to
the
him.
Tip.
Snip the tip and suck it dry.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a thing. Now, you could convince a guy to do that in like 1750. But in the age of the internet, you know, when you walk
like,
out
listen,
of an apartment.
We need you to
cut
the tip of this baby's dick off. And then suck the blood off.
It's enough just when you say just, and then suck
and then
it.
Suck it.
That's a lot. That's a lot to ask. Huh? That's a big ask.
Huge ask. Yeah. But that's the way God wants it.
Okay. Well, that's the way he gets it.
That's how he gets it.
What are you doing today? Hey, you want to come by the Y? Me and the boys are playing 3-on-3 today. We could really use the 6th. Yeah. I can't be there till 2 though. I got to go blow the Silverman baby. But then I'll. I could probably make it if I just gotta catch the express. I can't. The local's gonna kill me.
Ride the D train.
hey, look at you, ever the sharp wit over here. How was your week?
How was my week?
Yes,
it was all right, man.
We went to go see a comedy show this week.
We did. It was on.
We're doing shit. I feel like, you know what?
We're very active.
I feel
right
like
now.
Our relationship is in a renaissance. Like the kid just went to college and we're like, hey, let's commit to us. Like, let's have date nights.
Uh-huh.
Let's go and do stuff.
Let's be more active.
Yeah.
We just tried a new restaurant tonight.
We did. Oh, Jesus.
And then we're talking about how nice it is, and we're critiquing. Like, you know, it's really nice, but then, it's too bright.
It's a little bright.
Too many lights.
I don't like the photos on the wall. A little small. It would look good.
Maybe if they did it like an accent.
An accent would be nice. A little bright, though.
But the food's delicious.
Oh, it's good. Oh, no. I mean, the service was slow, but there are a lot of people here. Let's be fair.
Yeah, and you know, a new restaurant, you're probably really busy. Everyone's learning.
Everyone's learning, right?
Yeah.
Let's not be hard on them.
Yeah.
I'm going to tip them. I'm going to tip them pretty good.
20%.
I'll give them 20.
Wow.
Yeah. It's worth it. We waited a while, but you know. But we did. We stepped out.
Yeah.
You got gussied up and we stepped out.
We took a ride. We took a drive.
Yeah, we went for a drive. We should stop for ice cream afterwards.
We should have. We drove past a couple places. We could have.
Yeah. We went to go see Attell.
We did. We saw Dave Attell on Monday?
Friday
of last week. That's what it was, a week ago.
Yes.
About a week ago.
I didn't really talk to you about it. What was your impressions? Your impression.
My Dave Attell impression?
Yeah. It's like, Google it.
Hey,
Google
what's going
it.
On?
Oh, whoa.
Who here smokes? You smoke? No, I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I think my only thing, well, we're going to get into it, but circumstances, I think, prevented us from getting a full show.
Terrorist attack.
Yeah, but at the same time, maybe this was better. Who knows?
Yeah.
We'll never know. But I was very happy with it. Got to see Dave Attell. You know, he's on like the list. You know what I mean? Like the list of guys you want to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's definitely like, you may not think of him like, hey, who's your top five? You may not put him in it.
He's in your top five's top five.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Comedian's comedian.
He really is.
He really, really is.
I was trying to sell this show to Jeff, our friend Jeff. And I'm like, dude, you got to come to the show. And he's like, I don't know.
No, he would love to tell.
Who are your favorite comedians? And he names them all. Like, this is their favorite comedian.
Yeah.
It's still nothing. You just, you know, you got to want it. But it was a great show. So there, the last few times I've been to that club,
mm-hmm.
AlbanyJeffFunnyBone.com, we have been in relatively close proximity to the asshole. There's always an asshole.
Twice in a row now.
Twice in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one close to me when I went to go see Ari.
I wasn't there. Yeah.
Right. Always kind of close.
Right.
And this time, he was right next door.
Literally next table.
Like right behind you. Right? Mm. Or no, right behind the fourth. Right behind our
we had a random fourth person.
Yeah, it was right in the table right behind us. There was a guy. I knew he was trouble pretty early on. He was real loud.
Getting rowdy.
Getting rowdy. Laughing a little louder than the rest of the room. A little merrier than the room, you know. And this was the feature.
The feature, yeah.
Started getting a little loud. I'm like, all right.
Said a couple things. We're like, oh, this might not be good.
Yeah. A lot of woos. Some woos.
Oh, definitely drunk. Woo.
And a lot of that. Which is like, you know, it's not a call and response situation, but it's not a Q&A. And they're definitely not asking you. It's all rhetorical questions. But okay. Everybody's in a good mood. It's Friday night where they see a tell. We're all in this together. No problem. Tell comes out, and then the shit starts pretty quickly. He didn't really let it go on too long.
No.
So I don't remember how it started. Do you remember how it started? How the heckle started?
It wasn't even like just yelling at him. He's like, Dave. He just started yelling his name.
Yeah, he yelled his name.
And Dave originally thought it was somebody on the other side of the room.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, fuck, he's got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there were a couple people up in the corner being like just loud. Just kind of like they were talking too loud or something.
Yeah.
But whatever. They kind of shut it down pretty quick. But no. And then the guy kept yelling, Dave. And eventually he zeroed in on him, you know, and Dave was like, what? Like, what do you want? And this guy was hammered.
Hammered. Shithouse hammered.
Like, I don't know the last time I saw somebody that drunk. It's been a minute.
Yeah, he was in bad shape.
But he kept yelling to Dave. He's like, Dave, Dave. And then Dave's finally like, what? What do you want? And he's like, can I tell a joke? And he's like, can you tell a fucking joke?
And by now the crowd is just like, fuck this guy.
Everybody's booing this guy, like yelling at him to shut up and like.
Yeah, he asked, can I do 1 minute? That's what he says, can I do 1 minute? Can I tell a joke? Can I do 1 minute? And eventually Dave relents and lets him up, invites him to the stairs.
I think that pissed everybody off. Like, fuck, like.
I don't think it pissed. I mean, personally, I think everybody was kind of waiting because they knew where it was headed. Mm-hmm. You want to see like you saw Dave's eyes get blackened, like he went into hunter mode, and like, all right, how's this? This isn't going to end with him being weak and letting him take the stage. Like, how's it end? You know. Mm-hmm. So the guy was invited to the stairs leading to the stage, and instead got onto the stage and then took the microphone.
Oh my god! Yeah, Dave was just like, "Come stand right here."
Yeah,
and the guy waltzed up on the stage,
center stage,
and fucking yanked the microphone from Dave's hand.
Now, like, as a listen, I've been drunk.
Sure. Okay,
it's happened.
Yeah,
I've been real drunk.
Uh-huh.
I've been like lay on the floor of the bathroom and
feel the
gravity of the earth pressing me into the mantle, into its liquid hot mantle. Mm-hmm. Drunk,
everything's kind of
off
its axis.
Yeah, bad news. Mm-hmm. I have never been looked down at my own feet and they're on the comedy club stage.
Right,
drunk. Mm-hmm. That is next level.
That's next level drunk.
Narcissism, personality defect, shit.
And to make it all worse, the guy's wife was with him.
Yes.
And you could tell.
Guy's wife who had the best line of the night.
Yep.
Because before this guy got up there and he was just straight up heckling Dave. Not heckling. Heckling has a negative connotation. Interacting with Dave.
Yeah.
On
he
stage,
wanted to be part of this show.
He, Dave asked if that was his wife and he says, 7 years. And Attell says, like, what's the secret to being married to a guy like this for 7 years? Which gets a laugh out of the crowd.
Yeah.
And the wife says, patience, which kills.
There it is. You can
great
tell she hates everything that's happening
she
right
now. She
has
to, dude.
She was like, this is the worst.
Oh,
this is the fucking worst.
Bad.
So you could also tell she wasn't trying that hard to shut him up either.
I think because she probably gets the shit beaten out of her.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
And if I was Attell, my first line would have been like, what's the line of what's the over under of chances that he's gonna beat her when they get home? Like,
oh right, as soon as he got walked, somebody probably should have called the domestic violence crisis line and just been like, be on the lookout for this.
She's thinking like, if I say anything to this fucking guy,
they got in the car. He's like, I'm fucking fine to drive, and she's like, okay, Brian.
Yeah, they're dead now.
Probably. And the whole time she trashed Attell because she was afraid. Like, he was such an asshole. He invited you up, and then he made fun of you. So Attell gets this guy. Attell gets Brian up on stage. This guy, Shambalone, sort of stumbles through this really incoherent street joke.
Yeah, like a shitty joke.
And then Attell takes the mic from him, in my recollection, and kind of eviscerates him, right? Uh-huh. He gets put back in his seat.
It doesn't even get put back in his
seat. He walks back to his seat.
Yeah, the whole time security's following
standing next to him.
Following the whole time.
Yeah.
The same guy that walked us to our table.
I like that guy.
He's always there. Times. He's good there dude. Every time.
Yeah,
and he's always super nice.
Nice guy.
He was talking about my tattoo when we walked in.
Well, there you go.
He was like, oh, hey. Like, you know, he was talking to me while like our party was checking in their tickets and shit. I was like, oh, yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, man. There you
he's
go.
A nice guy. That's all I'm saying.
Nice dude.
Nice dude. So they walk. Or he gets back to his seat, and as soon as he sits down, they come and get him.
They were like, "Yeah, you have to go."
Yeah. And then Attell basically talked about Brian on and off for the rest of the hour.
Yeah.
And it was pretty great. It was pretty great. Attell picked this kid apart, and it was pretty great to watch him operate. You know, in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that shit's not planned. That shit's not rehearsed crowd work. Like, he picked this guy apart, and I thought it was great. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah.
I just don't understand what goes through your head when you go to a show. Like, there are, how many people do you think fit in that club? A couple hundred?
A few hundred.
A few hundred? 300 people, maybe? 300 people going to see this show. It's not a small room. It's not like a little 50-person club. Even if it was, fuck you, but there's this whole club full of people, and you have this weird...
We were in the second tier, too. Right. There's three or four?
Maybe.
Tiers of this club?
Yeah,
like
plateaus.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, just by that, he's...
He was yelling at the stage.
Yeah.
And, like, what, dude, what's going through your head? Do you think that we're enjoying this? Do you think that you're deserved of this? It's just the most bizarre way to handle yourself. It's just crazy talk, man. I don't understand it. I really don't get what goes through your head. But it was good. It was great. I had a really good time.
Oh, no, it was great. The only thing that's what bugged me, though, was I was like, I'm wondering, like, how would you have filled that time if fucking Brian wasn't, you know, being a pain in the ass?
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe he'll come up with an hour, and you'll get to see all the rest of that shit.
Maybe.
That's what happened with Chappelle. You know? I get to watch. Chappelle was bitching about something that happened to him the night before, and he brought that up for a little while, but it took a significant chunk when I saw him. And then when he came out with those double specials, I think I saw the gap. You know, he filled the gap with the rest of that shit, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, dude. All right, good. And we're going to see Jason Mewes this week.
Yeah, so we're on a track. And then in July, we're going to see...
Rappaport.
Rappaport. Yeah, we got a whole thing going.
Yeah. We're missing out. We got to fill the June. We got to go see somebody in June.
I'll take you for your birthday.
Maybe we'll go see you in June.
Maybe I'll open for Rappaport. Maybe I'll be on the trip. No, that's not going to happen. There's no way in hell it's going
to
happen.
Be cool, though, man. They got an amateur night there. Be nice to have
they
you
do.
Down there.
They do.
Be cool. Local talent. It'd be cool to get you over there. Just saying.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might go back up next week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Monday's a holiday, but there's open mics on Wednesdays.
Ooh. Where on Wednesday?
It's in Albany.
Okay.
Savoy.
Okay.
Yeah, Savoy has an open mic.
Sounds very French. Savoy.
Savoy.
Oui.
Oui. Ooh. Do you know what you get when you cross a chicken and a...
It was a good chicken, dude. That was a strong chicken.
Thanks.
Chicken.
And then goose.
An even stronger goose.
Thank you.
That was great. Oh, man. It's a good goose. You silly goose.
Goose got.
Duck
goose. Do kids still play duck, duck, goose and shit? You have a kid.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They play duck, duck, goose.
Yeah. I mean, like, your kid's too old for that now, but.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, not long ago. She was in duck, duck, goose range.
Right. So that's still a thing. I'm just curious, like, because there's so many things that, like, change.
Yeah.
Like, you don't say Indian style anymore. You say crisscross applesauce.
Yep.
Which
and
I
get. Instead of the face painting booth at the kids' carnival and stuff, there's the finger blasting booth where, it starts really early.
Right.
It's just, yeah.
So how does that work?
I don't want to talk about it. It's kind of weird.
All right. There's a moyle there.
There is.
A moyle booth.
Moyle booth. Hey. Excuse me, son. Are you a Gentile? Hey, Sean, guess what?
What?
Oh, you're never going to believe it.
You're not doing this. Welcome to Clown News. There's seriously clown news?
Sean,
you're instigating clown news?
Sean, there's clown news.
Oh my God.
We're in a crisis.
Okay.
A crisis is befallen us. We spent a lot of time talking about global warming.
Sure.
The rising seas.
Uh-huh.
You know, temperatures are on the rise. Weather getting more violent, more inclement.
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable, sure, sure. But one thing that escaped our attention that we should have been paying our attention to the whole time was a shortage of helium.
There's a shortage?
Sean, there's a shortage of helium.
Uh-huh.
And it's threatening.
What's funny is I knew about this.
Did you?
But maybe I didn't think of it on this scale.
Well.
You go to the Dollar Tree, local dollar store here. The Dollar Tree. Is that a national chain? Dollar Tree? I don't know. They can't fill up your balloons. You go up, you black out, take a number 5 and a number 12. They won't fill up your balloons because they haven't bought more helium because there's a shortage.
There's a shortage.
There is a legit helium shortage.
Now that affects all kinds of industries.
Of course.
Party City is hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, helium is used in the medical industries. So they're getting priority. But party clowns, especially little mom and pop. I mean, not that there's corporate party clowns.
It probably is.
Giant corporations clowns of Clowns Inc.
Yeah.
I got the employee of the month at Clowns Incorporated of America, LLC, holding. They are hurting.
Bad?
Bad.
Things aren't good.
Can you imagine what it's doing to your average? Because as a party clown.
Right.
What do you got? What do you bring to the table? You're a party clown.
Seltzer flower.
Okay. Now, I like where your head's at. Got to say, not a cheap piece of equipment.
No. I'm sure there's like pumps.
There's a barrier for entry there.
You got to squeeze the thing in your hand.
Yeah. Run the tube.
Yeah, you got to run. But where's your source?
It's not free.
What's your source?
Right. And that's a one trick, like, what do you do when you're done with your seltzer?
It's done.
It's done.
Yeah. What else are you bringing? I mean,
balloon animals.
Those don't require helium.
Nope.
I know how to make a dog.
Yeah.
I can make a.
It's a skill. Is what it is.
Yeah.
Now you need to spend some time. There are people that can make some pretty intense shit like bicycles.
Oh my God! Yeah.
The Empire State Building.
Helicopters.
Yeah. Functional helicopters.
Monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. So you need. I mean, that's education.
Damn it.
You need to spend some time.
Right. Clown College.
Clown College in Chicago, Chicago, Illinois.
60652.
All right. I mean, but the hallmark of every party clown and every birthday party.
Sure.
Since you're old enough to see. Fucking bouquet of balloons, right?
It's balloons. Absolutely. Yeah.
You hang it from the mailbox to tell people
there's parties over here.
Party over here.
Party over here.
Right.
It's the international sign.
It is.
Party over here.
It is. They float semi-lifelessly by 5 p.m. in the dining room, hanging just high enough for the cats to grab. And they wind up in piles on the floor the following day as a grim reminder of another year gone. They're the bread and butter of the party clown. Give me a good accompaniment. They're the peanut butter to the jelly. They're the give me something. They're the... It's a good accompaniment.
The scalpel to the moil.
Okay, perfect.
Sure.
Perfect. And now they're all in trouble, is what I'm saying. So who knows how this is going to shake out, Sean? Not I, but I feel like everyone should be aware. So next time you go to your dollar store of choice, if it's on a national chain, let's just hope everyone's being responsible with the helium.
Yeah.
Right? Just be responsible.
No more, like, sucking into your mouth just so you can sing
Happy Birthday.
Leroy Brown.
Bad Leroy Brown.
Yeah.
That's a weird. Is it a Jim Croce song? Where did you get that?
I'm just saying that'd be a funny song to sing with helium.
Yeah, no, it'd be good.
That's all I'm getting at.
Listen, I agree, and I like where your head's at. Just saying, it's the last song I would have thought you would have guessed.
What do you think clowns have to rely on?
What's the fallback to this?
Exactly, like lifeless balloons.
I think that like, we're going to see an uptick in suicide. Is what I
clown
think.
Clown suicide?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay.
The headlines will be like the day the laughter died. They'll find like a bunch of clowns together. Maybe like the the cops will pull like the sheet over them, but at the end where the feet are, they're really, really tall.
And just hang himself with an endless scarf.
He could never do it. He just keep giving.
Yeah, he's like, oh,
son of a bitch. He ties one end of the doorknob and leans forward and just falls. And you hear, hark, as his nose hits the ground. Hark, shit. And he gets back up. Hark, shit,
damn it.
Oh, this curse, this gift and this curse.
How else, Jay?
Oh,
it'd be a gun that just says bang.
Bang?
Damn it! Son of a bitch!
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Oh, grand. Truly wonderful.
Starts his tiny car. Just the exhaust run.
Doesn't give enough CO2.
But the 30 other clowns in the car, like, dude, don't do this.
Yeah. They all just get a little bit sleepy.
Yeah.
Nobody ever dies because there's, you know, they're all scrubbing the oxygen. Yeah. One of the 50 other clowns just keeps opening the garage door. Chuckles, I gotta pee. Fuck.
Fuck.
All right, fine. Fine. So,
my phone
is
blowing up. I'm sorry. It's like vibrating.
Go look
like
at it.
No, I'm not.
On.
I know what it is. Don't worry about it. It's not important.
All right. Okay. So yeah. So I just urge everyone to please be responsible. And don't if it's your child's 10th birthday, you don't need 10 balloons. Just maybe one balloon that
and
says
you,
the number.
If you feel
10
like
on
you
it.
Need balloons, hire like Wiggles.
Yeah.
Hire a clown.
Yeah.
Give the clown some business.
Yeah. I mean, would you?
What do you think? What's the price of a...
Just four balloons. It's used in our phones for MRIs and even when it comes to our spacecraft.
And now there's a shortage of it. As CBS 17's Amy Cutler explains tonight, that's deflating business for a local owner.
Hey.
She is live in Garner.
Amy. Come on.
She looks pissed at that pun.
Angela, it's not hard to find birthday balloons like this, but it is getting harder to find the helium to fill them. And it's led to the closure of Mike Logan's business just behind us. Inside Helium Express of North Carolina, it looks like time stood still. The ribbon, the tanks, even the credit card machine are all in place, but Mike Logan has been forced to close.
Damn.
Just can't get no more helium.
Logan has been providing small businesses around the triangle with helium
just can't get
for 29
no more helium.
Years.
I can't continue going the way I've been going and promising customers.
Not a small man.
I can't promise.
He needs oxygen.
Not a small man.
He needs to switch up his gas game.
He closed in January. He says he had more than 600 customers, among them Debbie's Hallmark shop in Raleigh.
Have you had to turn away customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have. We have a realtor who comes in and she'll get balloons for her
well,
open houses.
Not anymore. But see, that seems
anymore.
Like that's
that
excessive.
Seems frivolous.
I've had several people call because graduation's coming up. They wanted balloons for the graduation parties, and we can't do them anymore.
Well, you're going to have to go to Crepe Paper.
How do we prioritize the helium?
Logan says helium supply is down.
I think
demand is up. The non-renewable natural resource is going to the medical community.
I didn't know that it's a non-renewable resource.
Logan had two employees. He's had to let both go.
I've been without a paycheck since January.
Oh.
And it's starting to affect me.
He says he doesn't see the situation changing anytime soon.
Fuck.
He's still in the process of collecting his tanks. Then he plans to sell them and the store.
Wow. The end of an error here. Wow. Where does helium come from? Do you know?
That's literally what I'm Googling.
All right. Let me know. Let me know what you find.
Right.
I think it has to do with like the breaking down of atoms and rocks or some shit.
Well, here we go. Helium is the second most common element in the universe.
Hang on. It's the second most common element in the universe, and we've run out of it here.
Yeah.
Second most common.
That's what it says.
We're done? Non-renewable.
Non-renewable.
Okay, copy. Go ahead.
In our solar system, it is mostly on the sun.
Okay.
The helium found on Earth was created over millions of years by the decay of metals and elements underground. The United States uses half of the world's known supply of helium.
Wow.
Known supply. That means there's some fucking...
Unknown.
Yeah, like in fucking North Korea.
Fort Knox.
They're full of helium.
The whole place. You need one of those hazmat ET suits to go in.
Most of it in the Earth's atmosphere bleeds off into space. How do we collect it?
Yeah.
How? For real, how? I feel like an idiot right now, but like literally, how do you collect the helium, Jay?
I don't know. Maybe, okay.
Do you stick a hose in the ground?
Probably. Here's what I suggest. Maybe we just don't worry about it because it's helium. Maybe we concentrate on the other. See, this is one of those things where like we're running out of the other shit that's way more important, but now we're starting to notice. And we're like, oh, wait, there's no more party balloons? We should probably all talk about this. And meanwhile, there's a fucking polar bear hanging onto an ice cube in the Arctic Ocean, which is 80 degrees. You know? Maybe let's prioritize. Maybe it takes these big, stupid balloons to help us prioritize. I don't know.
Dude.
We'll live in a world with no
balloons. But they use
balloons.
It in, like, phones and medical equipment and shit? Why?
I don't know.
My phone doesn't float.
I'm
sure there's a reason. Probably in the battery or
something.
It's
got to be something. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know how anything works. I always think of me getting shot back in time like Ash in Evil Dead, and I wouldn't be able to explain anything to anybody except just like, dude, I promise it's way, way cool. I just don't know how. And they're like, well, tell us how to make this cool. And I'm like, I can't. Ones and zeros. I don't know what that means.
Do you understand rubber? Do you understand rubber?
We'll start with rubber. No?
No?
Oh, fuck. Fuck. You get something hot, yeah. And it turns into the rubber. Fuck.
Combustion?
I couldn't build a fire if I had to. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, so we're out of helium.
You mentioned if that was the first thing you had to explain when you go back in time is helium.
Helium?
Yeah.
They burn.
Oh my God, you're from the future?
Yeah, the future.
Tell me about 2019. Tell me about that.
All right, so everyone's fat.
Well.
Like super fat. Like,
really?
Like
so there's a lot of food is what you're saying. World hunger is no longer.
No.
What?
No. In fact, people sometimes eat much less. It's mostly from the Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew? So
yes.
So they collect rainwater from the mountains and...
It's green.
Green? What?
It's, I live in a dystopian future full of people who are shaped like fire. You know fire hydrants? Do you have fire hydrants here?
I don't know what that is, no.
Copy. Okay. There's a... where would you start for real? Where would you start? Tell me about the future. All right. What's your Friday night look like? Okay, I sit in this room.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we have that so far. There's rooms here.
Yep.
Okay. With another guy. Okay.
A guy?
A male. A man.
Oh, okay. Oh, yep. Another man.
And we talk into... We broadcast. Right there, you're fucked.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's these things. How do the microphones work? I don't know. I know there's
a stick.
Yeah.
But how does it... And when you talk into it, it amplifies the sound...
How does it do that?
Of your voice. I don't know.
No.
Magnets. Yeah.
There's a piece of paper and magnets inside. How do those things work together? I don't know.
There's a wire.
What's the wire do?
It's a wire.
How's a wire work with the mixer?
Yeah.
How's the mixer work with the recorder? How is that recorder recording shit on a card?
Onto a piece of plastic and metal.
I don't know. And then it takes our voice, and then we put it in here. And it
digitizes it.
And we put it everywhere.
And then it's all over the world.
And it goes in your phone.
Uh-huh.
How the fuck do you explain a phone to a caveman? See, I'm telling you, you would get three words into it, and they'd burn you because it was just easier. They take you to some room to talk to some elder, and then the elder would beat you to death. And you couldn't defend yourself.
With the beating stick. This is what we understand.
This is all. And everyone here is way stronger than you. Although you come from a place with more food and more access to fitness, you know?
Right. Despite the advantages, you're way behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so this place where you toil is... 50 feet away from a place where you can build your muscles, and you don't go to it. No.
Because you spend enough time exercising, chasing the animals you kill.
And no. No. In fact, I choose not to eat animals.
Why would you not do that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I felt like I was making a choice to eat animals, and that just seemed shitty.
You don't just eat the food that you find?
Well, no. I mean, I live in a small town, so there's only so many options.
It's a town.
How many burritos can you eat? You know what
how
I mean?
Far back in time are we?
1611.
Oh, I know what a town is.
Yeah, you know what a town is.
Oh, okay, towns, yeah.
Yeah, it's a place where the apothecary is.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that.
And the smitty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very important.
Before Moe's came along.
Moe's?
Yes, Moe's Monday. You guys familiar with Moe's Monday, are you?
Half price tacos.
You ever have a home wrecker? They call it a home wrecker because it's so much food, it will make you shit your pants.
Watch your tone.
Home wrecker.
Listen, though, if I was Mike, what's his name? Mike.
The guy with the helium balloon? Yeah. The helium place?
Yeah, I would have been so fucking pissed off if I could hear high-pitched that report mic. As it was happening.
Oh, as like...
Because what did she say? Is deflating businesses? I'd be like, did that bitch just say...
Are you making a... He was a big man. Are you making a joke on my life?
Are you implying that my career, my choice...
This is not a job, ma'am. It's my passion.
It's okay.
Have you ever loved something so much and had it fall apart in front of your face? Have you ever had that happen? It's not funny. I resent that implication, ma'am.
I think you've gone too far. I think you found the line. I was going to pass this entire business down to Jim over there.
Yeah.
My son.
Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Thanks, Pop. Put all my eggs in that basket.
When I was in, when I was a Boy Scout,
yeah,
I went to this. We went to this big national scout camping trip.
The Jamboree.
Yes, the National Scout Jamboree.
Uh-huh.
And other troops within our council would get together once a month leading up to the National Jamboree, because we would travel. We traveled to the Jamboree as a council, the Twin Rivers Council.
You guys rolled in like a motorcycle club.
Yeah, it was just like
all
that.
The nomads got together.
But anyway, there was this kid named Charles.
Charles.
Wasn't in my troop. But
portly kid?
Huh?
Portly kid?
Yes. Okay. Quite portly. A lot of
oh, right.
A lot of that stuff.
Like, asthmatic he was.
Yeah, or definitely. Just large.
Okay.
I don't even like listening back to this and hearing myself like inhale sometimes. Oh, that stresses me out. But a big kid named Charles, and he had the highest, squeakiest voice, dude. And we were all like, are you fucking serious? Like, are you, is that how you talk? That's how this guy talks? And we're all just looking at each other like, we can't do this. We can't stay with this guy for 2 weeks.
With a straight face.
National Jamboree. We can't do it. It's not going to happen. Like, he literally, everything he said was up here and sounded just like this.
And then, like, a lot of...
And it was like, all right. It's like, it was like Fatty McGee.
Yeah, he's the fattest.
He was like Fatty McGee. What's up, fellas?
Fatty McGee, you're the fattest.
I can't. Oh no, he's gonna sit with us.
Yeah.
If anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, go back about 20 years and listen to, oh god, more than that.
Yeah.
And listen to some Adam Sandler. Fuck.
Yeah.
Fatty McGee. Oh my god, but fucking Charles.
Charles. Chuck.
Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
I'm really curious what happened to him.
He's probably living his best life right now.
He's probably jacked.
Super jacked.
Yeah, but he still talks like that.
Yeah, probably.
You girls going to come down to my Maxim cover shoe?
Maxim cover shoe? They still make
he's
Maxim?
A woman. He's a
oh, we went the other way? Yeah, yeah. That's a good move. He's
that was
super
just the
hot,
first
too.
Magazine I saw.
Charles turned into Kate Upton.
Charles is Kate Upton. I love Justin Verlander.
Good. I went to Great Escape this week.
No shit. Mm-hmm. How was that?
I had to go because we got season passes. And
The Great Escape, Lake George, New York.
Six Flags, Great Escape. We used to get passes every year.
Mm-hmm.
And then like a couple years ago, we just stopped. I don't know why. It just is, you know, we'd had enough. There's like 11 rides there.
Yeah, whatever. It's a Six Flags amusement park for anybody who's not a local.
Yay, Six Flags.
Yeah. Six Flags. So do they still do the music thing? Where like the music in the park,
yeah.
Where it's always the same, and then you hear that it's like Six Flags music.
Well, when they have the little guy come out dressed like the Six Flags,
they still do that.
It's super weird. Well, they up to 2 years ago. Yes. The wheels up, spiels up, spin. Yeah, that guy. So we go right. We had to get our passes by
more fun.
More fun. We had to get our pass by a certain date. So that's the whole thing. So we bought our passes online, and then they make you go up there and validate them before a certain date. I don't know why, but it was hundreds of dollars. So like we had to
we gotta get the fucking up there.
And we had one day to do it, so it had to be on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So we leave and get on the road. It's like an hour away.
It's not too bad, yeah.
Right, and we're driving, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't like the sky. It's getting pretty dark up here.
Sunday.
Yeah, torrential downpour, thunderstorms, like violent thunderstorms. So we get up in the area of up way up north, and there's trees like have already been pushed off to the side of the north way.
Wow.
Like big fucking trees and shit. Uh-huh. Everything is soaked. It's crazy. So we get into them like, holy shit. So we pull into the parking lot. There are, no shit, six cars there.
No shit.
Six. We walk across the bridge.
Uh-huh.
There's nobody. Like, my girlfriend's like, do you think this is open?
Was it raining at all at this point?
It's not raining, but it's dark. The sky is angry, right? And I'm like, I don't know. It's not open. It's got to be, like, we have to do this right now. This is the only time we can do this. So we get to the door. There's an old man there who's laughing hysterically, like, well, I haven't seen anybody in an hour. You won't be the last, though. Mark my words.
Okay. They said if no one came for 20 more minutes, we could all go home.
And then and you had to show up.
Well, I'll tell you what. You're not getting any fudge. Don't expect any fudge today. The fudgery is closed, sir.
Get ye to a fudgery.
So we get to the door, and this old guy scans our tickets.
Yeah.
And you know,
he's like, ah, just under the wire.
just made it. I like your kind of like the cut of your jib, son.
You live very dangerously. Last day to validate your season pass.
You don't believe in condoms, do you? So we expected to go to the customer service area, which is where you go every year. You go down to this little weird, like mushroom shaped building, and you stand in line with a bunch of the rest of the unwashed masses.
Literally shaped like a mushroom.
I think so. And then, you know, they take your picture, the most unflattering picture from the worst angle imaginable, like underneath your tits, up your nose, so you look like a fucking teardrop. And and then they print it out on a little plastic pass for you, and there you go, and you're gone. Instead, this guy, his name was Vince, scans our tickets, then holds up his phone, takes our pictures.
Stop.
Takes our pictures, then takes a Sharpie marker, flips the pass around, and writes in old man writing our names on the pass.
Oh, you have it here.
I'm going to present you with both mine and my daughter's passes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, so...
So this is it.
That's it. I go, so we don't have to go to the thing? And he's like, no, all set. I'm like, so we came up here for an old man to hand us a plastic card,
uh-huh.
write our names on it in a Sharpie marker,
right?
And that's it. And that's all we did. So we walked around the park. Uh-huh. It's completely empty. We ran into one family who we knew, super weird.
I was like, just going to say, like, even if you didn't know them, you had to talk to them. You'd be like, look at us.
Knew them. Knew them.
Kings of Great Escape.
Yeah. Everything was closed. Every ride was closed.
Oh, really?
Every ride was closed.
Why? Because of just weather?
Violent rain, I guess. Then the announcement comes on, says park's closing at 6. It's like, now it's like 4:30. So a kid's
so
like,
what did you do though?
So well, the kid's like, can we just take a lap and see if there's anything open? I'm like, yes. So we walk the whole park. There's nothing. All that's open are the game booths, right?
That must have been so interesting.
And these dejected teenagers who are right. standing.
It's my first day.
It's funny you say that. So on the way out, she wants to play one of those water gun games, you know?
Yeah.
And so we stop. We pick one. We stop. There's this girl there.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, I'm really sorry. It's my first day and I'm a little nervous. And her hands are shaking.
Oh,
so
my God.
I ask her how much it is to play the game. There's three of us. She's like, it's $15. It's $5 each. I'm like, well, that seems excessive, but okay.
That seems like an awful lot.
It's an awful lot of money, but all right.
Usually when you have more people doing something, you get you sense of value. But I feel like with that one, you don't.
You don't. It's three. You need three people to mm-hmm. win the big prize.
Right.
So, okay. So I give her a $20 bill.
Uh-huh.
She has a reaction to this 20 that makes me think like she can't do math. So I go, hey, just give me a 5 back. And she goes, oh no, you have to pay in ones.
Stop.
So I now I'm nothing. I'm looking at her blank. Like, what do you want to do here? So she goes,
you're kidding, right? She said you have to pay in
hand
ones.
Of God. So she pulls out a lot of money to give me change for a 20.
Uh-huh.
So I can give her 15 so she can give me 5.
Are you fucking with me?
So I'm looking at her and she's shaking.
She literally should just take the 20.
She's shaking. She's got a wad of cash in her hand and she has it folded over her finger so it's like a clam. Okay? So we count money. Everybody counts money like with their thumb like over hand, right?
Uh-huh.
She's got it like a clam.
Right.
And she's counting the tops of the money and she's squeezing each bill between her thumb and forefinger.
Right. This girl has never worked with money before.
1, 2, 3. No exaggeration. She counted 20 $1 bills 5 times. And then she gave them to me.
Yep. And then you
I peeled. I looked at her and peeled 5, making eye contact with her off the top, handed it back to her. She counted that money 3 times. And after the 3rd time, she told me she only got 13. So I took it from her. I counted it in front of her. I handed it back to her. She counted it 2 more times. My girlfriend was laughing so hard she had to walk away. Like I had tears in my eyes. I was trying not to laugh in this kid's face. And my daughter's like, "What's going on? What's funny?" She thought I showed her mother something funny on the phone. She's like, "I want to see. What is it? What's going on?" I'm like, "Just stop talking. Please stop talking." It was so ridiculous. And the game is 15 seconds long.
Yeah. But the fact that this girl didn't understand that you literally just... It would have been literally the same thing.
It was so bad that the next day, it was like, I don't know, it was like 11:30 at night, and we're like watching shitty TV, like shutting shit down or whatever. And my girlfriend goes, "Do you think she was fucking with us?" I'm like, "I don't think so." And she's like, "Yeah, I know, but she mentioned that her sister was two games over, and there's a kid next door that came over to like check on her, and he was like, 'It's okay,' because he was making fun of her, and he was like, 'It's okay, I'm her friend, like I'm just making fun of her.'" She's like, "Do you think she was fucking with us?" And dude, I swear, if this kid was fucking with us,
she's a genius.
She needs to be in the next movie. It was the best shambling idiot act I've ever seen in my life. This person clinically should not be able to work at all. I mean, like, she should be stuffing, like, I don't know, dude, stomping grapes, something. I don't know. Licking windows. It was bad. This whole thing took front to back 10 to 12 minutes of counting money. Uh-huh. It's so much time. Like, if I say...
Like, she had an earpiece, and somebody at the front was like, "Listen, somebody just got shot up here, so if you could keep anybody in the back of the park..."
right. Or there was a guy behind the fucking giant husky with a gun going like,
yeah.
"You fucking give me, you know?" Yeah, exactly. Exactly that. And she was freaking out and shaking and shivering.
She panicked, but she nailed it at the same time.
It was so bad. It was so hilariously bad.
That's so funny. The good thing that was her first day and not like this weekend is Memorial Day weekend. That place is going to be swamped with people.
It's exactly what I told her as we left.
You said that to her.
As we left, she was like, "I'm really sorry." And I go, "Hey, listen, you lucked out. Like, if we were your first, you lucked out."
Yeah. Well, oh, for sure.
You'll do better.
You have to pay we're the with most, ones.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
No, that makes zero sense to me. Because like you still traded her the 20.
Yeah.
For the ones that you got.
I know.
Like you, that makes no sense.
Yeah. No, I'm showing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Just literally, I'm showing a picture.
So yeah, Jay is showing me a picture of one of the, oh, fuck, I lost it. One of the busier parts of the park, right? You would say?
Yeah.
And,
my daughter is alone in the middle of the park with her arms up, like, "Where is everybody?"
That's fucking hilarious. I couldn't see the look on her face until I zoomed in. Yeah. And she's just like, "There's fucking nobody here."
Yeah.
It literally is a ghost town.
Yeah, that's the name, the part of the park.
That's the part of the park is the ghost town. And there's literally nobody. That's fucking great, man.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So that was it. And then
an experience, though. You'll never get that again,
it
right?
Was fun.
I mean, like.
It was fun. Well, a couple of years ago, we had something similar happen. We used to go on Father's Day a lot, like this once a year. But we used to be a trip where like all the dads and shit would get together and take the kids up there, and it was cool. And this one year, it rained so hard, and everybody ran out of the park, like hysterically running out of the park. And we were just like, "Fuck it, like, let's hunker down and see what happens here, and hit underneath.
Wait it
like,
out.
And that's how it was. Like, it was one of those things where you get on a desperado plunge and turn around and climb back up the stairs and run it again. And just
There
was nobody there. It was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. But we missed it. We missed the rain again. So we get into. So we're walking back. I mean, it's not a very small park. It's like when
it's
not,
spread
it's,
out.
It's spread
I
out.
I mean, like
right? we were at the
it
other.
It still
end.
Doesn't take too long to get around.
No, God, no.
It's not a giant park, but it's not like some tiny little mom and pop place.
If
it's
you're
a,
trying to get out of, like, I was afraid of the weather, and I was thinking about how long it was going to take us to get through the park and then across the bridge.
But then
and
you
got to
the
park.
So the parking lot's on the other side of this highway.
Yeah.
So you got to walk over this bridge, and then
this
whole.
So
thing.
I was worried about it and shit, and then the storm clouds start rolling in, and the thunder starts. I'm like, fuck, let's go, you know. So we're like booking out of there, and there's no resistance. I mean, you're just blowing through. There's nobody, right?
Right.
So get into the car, get over the bridge, get into the car and shit. Starving, like, we hadn't eaten all day, and now it's like, you know, 5:30 or something or 5 o'clock. Fucking starving. Like, what are we gonna eat? There's a Chinese place like right up the street, like this shitty little buffet or whatever. So we get up there. We get it, as soon as the jingle jangle of the door closes behind us, there is a loud crash, and it starts raining so hard it sounded like people were dancing on the roof.
Wow!
So get the fuck out of here. It was crazy. Yeah, we missed it the whole way, but that was it. That's my fascinating story of weather in Northern New York State.
I hope that guy made it out okay.
Which one?
The
old, oh, the
man
old guy?
That signed your,
old Vince?
Vince.
Yeah, he saw some shit.
Why did he take your picture?
I don't know. I don't know anything about anything.
That makes
no
sense to me.
I still think that these passes aren't going to work. I still feel like when we go there, you know, again, they're going to be like, what the fuck is this nonsense?
At least you got the guy's name. And be like, Vince hasn't worked here in 45 years.
Vince was killed on the weekend before Memorial Day on his way into work.
In 1983, Vince had a terrible accident on the Steamin' Demon.
How funny is the Steamin' Demon? And I've been calling it the Semen Demon since I was a child.
Sure.
Before I even know what semen was.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you love the Semen Demon, do you?
Don't
you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what's funny? Like my thoughts
Steamin'
on...
Demon or... See? It's Steamin' Demon.
It is the Steamin' Demon.
What do most people in the area call it?
The Screamin' Demon.
True story.
100%.
Bullshit. That's some Berenstain Bears bullshit right there.
Yeah, that's some Mandela effect.
Mandela effect nonsense.
But
Screamin' Demon.
Steamin' Demon.
What on the Screamin' Demon?
No, it's the Steamin'
Demon. No, Screamin' Demon. I like when you're going up to Northway and you've been driving for like an hour and change and shit, and then you see the orange pop to the Screamin' Demon. Through the trees, man. I fucking love it. Screamin' Demon.
But you know the condor?
Oh, yeah, I know the condor.
Fuck the condor. When I was a kid, I loved that ride.
Me too.
But then, like, looking at it now, I'm like, there's no fucking way I'm going on that ride.
I got forced on it, like, when my daughter was little, like, when she was just old enough to get on it, she was excited. Like, I want to do this. It was the most terrifying 90 seconds of my life.
Oh,
like,
my God. So in case you're not sure, this thing is probably 200 feet in the air, and it's spinning in a circle. You're in a... What would you call it? Like a little two-seater
like a little cart.
Like a little cart, yeah. That it's suspended from this arm, and you're spinning in circles while the entire thing is spinning in circles. I don't know how to describe it. It's like a scrambler in the sky, only like slower.
Ride on the wings of a wild condor on this high-speed, high-altitude spinner. That's
what it says. Does it say how high it is?
It is the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th highest ride in the park. Keep talking. I'll find
it. So basically, though, like as a kid, I thought that was a lot of fun, like getting in there and going up. I'm like, wow, that was a fucking blast. But then something happened to me, like I fucking
105 feet in the sky.
Oh, that's it. I said 300 feet, and it's 105 feet.
I mean, it's 105 feet. It was built.
To be fair, though, it's also like next to a cliff.
It's on a cliff.
Yeah, like so. When you're up there, at certain points, you're definitely more than 150 feet off the ground.
Built in 1989.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we don't live in like Southern California. This thing has been standing through upstate New York winters, harsh
for 30
like,
years,
way upstate New York, like in the mountains,
that's
like
up there.
Lake George,
that's
like
deep within the Adirondacks,
like
almost
less than 2 hours from Canada, like way the fuck up there.
Yeah, They just had their last snowstorm 2 weeks ago.
Standing proudly, like an erect phallus.
Like a California condor.
Fucking rank defiance of God and his elements for 30 years. And then every May, you're like, I want to get on this fucking rust bucket.
Every year, they just paint over the rust at the base of this thing.
Add a little Bondo, she'll be fine.
Yeah, Vince gets out again, Vince. Vince gets the Sharpie out of his.
I'm coloring the eyes. Look. No, this year I'm making the eyes. Tony, take care of those talents.
Is that old guy over there, is he painting, is he drawing white Sharpie on the base of the condor?
It's Bondo, honey. Keeps us all safe.
This thing's like 85% Bondo. 85-86%.
It's scary. So yeah, and it's one of those rides where they shut it down in high winds. So you know they're not fucking around.
Right.
Like, when they say it's closed, it's because like, your life is closed. In danger. You can't beg the kid for one more time.
No, just let us through one more time.
Come on, man. We're leaving. My cousin's visiting from Connecticut. Like, when's he going to come up here again? Let's just do it one more time. No, like, kid, you're going to die.
No, listen. You will die. You will perish.
Yeah. Unlike the majestic condor. this thing falls pretty fucking quick.
Oh, man. I gotta remember to like post a video of this fucking ride, but like it's seriously you go up in the air. This thing's up in the air,
105 feet.
You're spinning in a circle.
Yeah, two or three or four like pods of spinners.
Yeah, while the whole apparatus is also spinning in a circle. Why?
I don't know.
And
man.
There's probably just one pin holding that whole thing together. That whole fucking thing.
Definitely one pin situation. Remember the rainbow ride?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck that too, right?
Fuck that. That's and that was another one I loved when I was
a kid. As a kid, I was like, yeah, this is great.
And then I went as like, you know what I think it is? I think it's pot. They say that pot screws up your equilibrium. And they say it does it permanently. Like once it happens.
That's some.
I know, man. I don't know. It's probably some old stoner bullshit. Yeah. But I totally believe it because when I was a kid, I was all about this shit. The Scrambler, you know, Chipper's Magical Mystery Ride and fucking all that nonsense. That's the dome, the golf ball dome.
Oh, yeah.
Scrambler
yeah.
in the it's dark.
A dark Scrambler.
They have had the same CD in the fucking CD player since CDs happened. Welcome to the jungle and fucking.
Welcome to the jungle.
Here we go. And then in 3 seconds, you're getting crushed by your friend. Like, for the next 3 minutes. Yeah. But it's, So
just gobs of jizz and the black light flying through.
So much jizz. God, can you imagine high speed jizz?
My eye. What was that?
I had that thing happen there. I went, my friend of mine was an altar boy forever. And we used to go up there. Like, I used to go with him when they would go up there as like field trip style shit.
Sure.
They would take them and shit. So I was always down. Like, fuck, I'll go to Great Escape whenever I can, you know?
Yeah.
So I was always his plus one. And we got on the rotor.
Yep.
Which is the Gravitron, you know, thing that spins.
That thing's always freaked me out.
The joke
that
the lady makes, the girl, who was probably 17 in my head, she was like a woman.
Right.
The joke that she made was, hey, if you're going to be sick, just raise your hand and I'll slow the ride down. You can't raise your hand on the rotor.
Yeah.
It's gravitationally impossible. So I got sick and I tried to raise my hand and found out that that doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
So I looked straight ahead. And I vomited, and then said vomit came straight back at me. Yeah. And I walked around the rest of the day.
No.
With puke.
No.
That I had to wash off, like wring out of my shirt. And then it was in, there were chunks in my shoes.
In your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty embarrassing day at the Great Escape. Apparently it happens all the time, though.
Not so Great Escape.
Because there's drains in the rotor. They got rid of the rotor.
Oh, yeah. It's not there anymore.
No.
It used to be over by the bumper cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when that happened to me, it was over by the Chipper's Magical Mystery Ride, the dome ride.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Jungle, Scrambler Jerk Off.
Right. No, that's all kind of in the same area.
Welcome to the hand job. Watch your fucking eyes. every time
goggles at the entrance.
Every time a 17-year-old couple walks in,
or you'll get a surprise.
Kids in goggles.
Hey, here you go,
kids. Careful, the guy looks like a shooter. I think he's going for distance. I it's important to take the pressure washer off and spray these things down because this weight starts building up and this thing becomes unstable.
Man, why is this thing shut down every 20 minutes?
It smells like Clorox in here.
Ugh. Clorox and gym shorts. Man.
Yeah, so Great Escape. Great times at Great Escape. Great.
That's the thing. That place will never shut down.
No.
I don't know what it is. The wave pool freaks me out now. Whenever they first brought in the wave pool, I was like, oh, that's fucking cool. It's a wave pool. But now I'm like, somebody's going to drown.
For
like,
real.
Someone's going to drown. Like, it's only a matter of time.
And I'm such a paranoid parent. I've always been. And so, you know, we take the kid to the water park and shit. And even things like the Bucket Brigade. Like, I'm watching this. So Paul Bunyan's Bucket Brigade is like this like so little this, playground. Like,
yeah,
like,
everybody's seen like a splash pad, but this thing's like a splash pad on crack.
Giant.
It's like 30 feet tall. Of course, we know I clearly don't know.
It's 148 feet tall.
But I would say it's probably like 30 feet tall.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
That's reasonable. 20 feet. Whatever. It's high off the ground.
I'd say 30 feet.
So, and it has like, every like 15 minutes or so, there's this bucket
giant
at the top.
Bucket.
There's a giant bucket that's just filling with water. Yeah. And then this buzzer goes off and it just dumps.
It dumps, right? And watching my kid underneath, I'm like, she's going to get her neck broken. She's going to drown.
That's
some terrible
exactly,
shit
yeah.
happens.
I remember like when I was a kid, when that thing first came out and I was like, I'm going to stand under this fucking thing. That thing flattened me.
Yeah.
Like I was down.
Yeah. It'll take you down, man. There's a lot of that shit. I got beaten. I got my ass kicked in that park so many times, especially on water rides. That Black Cobra bullshit. It's a black water slide.
It
like
doesn't
a,
even exist tomb. Anymore, right?
People were getting fucked up.
Yeah.
You're in this tube, like in basically a giant tube slide, going 700 miles an hour. The fucking mat always flew out underneath you. So you're just rolling through this thing, just getting dinged up. You come out, you got cauliflower ears, your shorts are gone, your fucking nipples are white. That thing used to
beat
the shit.
Dude, I lost my shorts at the fucking at Water Safari once. It was the most terrifying fucking moment. Like, they just dropped.
Were you on the big one?
I was on a slide. Like, that thing that just, like, you have a mat.
Yeah,
and you lay down on your stomach.
Yep.
And then you hit the water. The minute I hit the water, flew back.
Were you face down?
Yeah.
You were dick down.
Dick down. So that's luckily, I got that.
Good.
You
escaped with your pride.
Caught that shit with my ankles.
Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? And was able to dive under the water and get that shit back up.
That's,
but still, my ass was out for probably the last 10 feet, just skating across like a skipping stone across the water.
Look at him. Your little eggs.
His little white ass.
Shining in the sun. I saw a girl shit.
The fuck is that?
I saw a girl shit at the Zoom Flume.
Shit?
Yeah. So Zoom Flume, you know, Zoom Flume is famous
you gotta
for
their
flume.
Yeah. Pretty fast flume they got
which,
there.
Which you zoom through. And evidently she did not, you're supposed to cross your ankles. Didn't cross her ankles.
Uh-huh.
Went down the Zoom Flume.
Yep.
Legs akimbo. Stood up. It's fucking shit. Just gave herself a high-speed, high-impact enema.
Yeah.
Just evacuated her bowels. And I was like 16. And I was like, oh, you know, 16. I'm like, oh, no. You know, and I remember a kid at the park goes, oh, that shit happens all the time.
That's normal.
Ew.
I used to work at the Great Escape. Get the hose out.
I heard people still swimming in this shit. Like, literally in this shit.
Oh, my God.
Yuck. Fucking yuck.
Dude, what was it, 2 years ago that shit went down on the at the Great Escape with the gondola ride? Made national news.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, somebody you might have heard at the gondola ride. Somebody was hanging from it.
Yeah, they made it seem like they were in, like, mortal danger.
No, not at all. The very worst, she would have, like, broken her ankle. Maybe
a twisted ankle and a scraped knee.
Yeah.
In fact, if you had a tall enough guy, he could have reached up and helped her down.
Yeah, but everybody's like, a young girl dangling from precariously from a, and they were like, do we need to add safety harnesses? Do we need, like, no, it's a fucking gondola.
Yeah.
Everybody's ridden a fucking gondola or a,
stay still.
Or a fucking, like, chairlift. It's literally the same shit.
It just goes over the park.
And then come to find out she was fucking goofing off and shit. That's why it happened.
I have a remembrance about the gondola, too, if you care to hear it.
I would love to.
And the same altar boyfriend and I jumped off the gondola.
Of course you did.
When it goes around the back pole and you're behind, like, the Mother Goose shit.
Yeah, yeah, at the front of the park.
Yes, we jumped off the gondola, and then we're immediately escorted out of the park.
Absolutely. They were waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't play that shit. They do. They have a strict headcount situation. I don't know if they had cameras back then, but probably. Well, you know, we were asked to leave. I didn't get to see the dive show.
Dude, I love that they got rid of it, right?
No, they still got it.
Is it back? Dude, last year I went, there was no dive show.
No.
I promise you. 100%.
The dive show was fun.
No, it was just like a thing with like pirates.
Yeah.
No, but they weren't diving though.
The fuck?
They weren't diving.
I saw the pirate dive show.
There were kids like, guys like falling into water and shit, but there was no like high dive.
Oh, that's not cool.
Can you... See, now that my fucked up distance thing, like, I'm curious how high the high dive really is. Like, I wonder if there are any stats on the Great Escape high dive platform.
I'm going to look. Oh,
that thing was so high.
Yeah, man. It was high. Okay, here we go.
Maybe you can find video. Maybe you can find some video. Because I'm sure in the act, they're like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm looking. Events. You'd be under events or things to do. I'm just going to Google the whole thing.
Yeah, I think the last year when I went, they definitely wasn't a dive show, but it was something else. And I can't remember. They have this dive pool that, like, I remember I was like, listen, we have to watch the diving act. Like, I don't know what it was. I was that guy at the beginning. I was like, listen, I don't give a fuck what we do.
Yeah.
All day. We can go to the water park or the fucking Comet. I don't give a shit. I just need to, we need to be back here at 11:42 for the dive show.
Absolutely. New York Daredevil at the Splash Theater.
Wow.
This action-packed adventure features some of the most impressive high dive stunts you'll ever see. The Great Escape Fire Department is responding to the scene and needs quick wit and wild antics to save the day. These skilled
so it's
Daredevils.
A new act.
It doesn't say how high it is. It doesn't say how high.
Fuck.
It's really high, though.
Dude, so high.
Did you ever fuck with the Walmart brand Great Escape, the Magic Forest?
The Magic. When I was in first grade, yeah. That was the big first grade field trip.
Were you privy to the horse diving show?
Yes.
Right?
The United States only horse diving show, if I remember correctly. Oh, there was a diving horse. I don't believe it's still a thing. You have a video? Can you turn your computer or no so I can see this? Or?
It's climbing.
Oh, God, this isn't the horse. Okay, thank God. For a second, I was like, what the fuck is happening?
It's a guy climbing the giant pole.
Is this at the Great Escape?
It's time to get back to what this team does best, and that is dive.
Yeah.
Here they come.
Yeah, there's the boomerang.
All right. That's not even the high dive.
No.
Hollywood brought diving to the silver screen with Olympic swimmer
Great.
As Tarzan.
It's like, I don't know, man. It just brings me back to being a little kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Can we go to the end here?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah,
where they've got to say how high that thing up, how high up that thing is. Oh, here we go.
Joining our high diver on stage is the rest of the team who are preparing for a dive made famous in the Guinness Book of World Records. It's called the Mass Dive. Our entire team
the mass dive.
Hitting the water at the same time.
At the same time.
Oh, shit. Here they go. Wasn't quite at the same time, but
yeah,
I'll give it to them. When you go, do you sit in the splash zone?
No. When I was a kid, yeah. But. What's happening? What are you pointing at?
Oh, they cut it off before the guy dove from the top?
That's fucking stupid.
Oh, what idiot took that video? I'm gonna show him how to
Leave
do it.
Leave a comment. Are there any comments?
Hey, I closed it.
Fuck. You can reopen a closed tab. Right click on their tabs.
Okay. Reopen closed tab. There it is. All right,
I want to know if there are any comments. They're like, who the fuck ends a high diving video?
There's one comment.
Yeah.
This takes me back to some good days.
Oh.
Back when they still had hot stuff.
Listen.
The fire diver. No, it's just whatever. The pirates were okay, but now penguins. Yeah.
Can you leave a comment?
2 years ago. Yeah, I will.
It just says, who the fuck?
Who cuts off the video?
No, come on. Who the fuck?
Before.
Cuts off.
The high dive.
A high dive video before the high dive act.
High dive. What kind of barbarian? Something like that. Okay. And we're at a fascinating point in the podcast. Maybe we should wrap this up because we're listening to me leave YouTube.
Now, this comments. Is the part of the show where we find a random YouTube video and comment on it.
I would listen to that podcast.
Yeah, that's 2 years ago. Somebody commented. I just hope somebody gets this comment.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a notification here from YouTube. Who cuts off the video before the honeymoon? What kind of barbarian does that? Oh, Janice. Janice, they called me a barbarian.
Looks like my camera battery died.
Carl, jeez. That seems excessive.
It does. I don't think but he's right, you know.
I told you it wasn't worth putting up, you stupid bitch.
This is why she leaves him.
Yeah, after 51 years.
I'm finally going to do it.
You know? Thanks, Internet. Good shit. Sean, progress is being made on Middletown movie.
It sure... I was going to say certainly is and sure is, but it came out...
It certainly is.
It certainly is. It's Jason?
It certainly is. The sound mix we're rounding second base, chugging towards
third. Right, yeah. They might even wave us home.
They might wave us home pretty soon, the next couple of weeks, I think. We went up and took care of some reshoots.
Yep.
Last week.
Reshoots?
That was a lot of fun. It's fun to be back in it. And we got a couple of small little nuggets to pick back up before we wrap this fucker out. And I think everything is going to dovetail nicely. So we don't stop.
Yeah, we can't stop.
Because we can't stop, and we don't stop. So you can, I'll play the thing, and we can talk more about that.
Yeah, middletownmovie.com.
Yeah, .com.
Yeah, you can sign up for the newsletter.
You can.
It's on there. Yeah.
I've been really shitty about keeping everything updated. For a while, I was pretty inspired on the social tip, and then it just sort of hit me. Trying to make a fucking movie, man, and I just don't have the time. I'm sorry. I'm working on a goddamn sound mix, and
people are upset with
what do they really want to see?
Really mad?
It's the rule of thumb to keep people in the process, and I'm totally down with that. Yeah. But like, as a film lover,
watcher,
what would you gain out of seeing a photo of somebody sitting in a room on a computer doing
nothing.
Something?
Nothing. I think
doesn't mean anything.
I want to see once you're done, what post stuff then. Then I know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Finish it up, wrap it up. And then we can worry about social and stuff like that.
I just feel like I'm neglecting people, but it's just not very interesting right now.
We're providing fresh content once a week. Here on Hard On Podcast.
Good enough.
TrenchMouthProductions.com. You can find all of this shit there. You can also get on Amazon Prime and watch Death Before Discomfort.
Yeah.
And also the other one.
Which is called The Other One.
Which is called The Other One.
It's funny.
Is still...
see what I did there.
In the process of finding a home.
Yeah. Finding a home.
Yes. Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Hard On Pod and on Facebook, facebook.com/HardOnPodcast. Rate, review, subscribe, listen, like, and share. Those are the big ones. I don't need to tell you where to find us because you're listening to us now.
But,
ha, ha. Hey, before we started, we were talking about,
go ahead.
We were talking about the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
We were.
And
we almost came into that.
Yeah, the theme song for that show was a lot of like, ha, ha, ha. Like that kind of.
It was a different
style.
Time. You ate a cheeseburger tonight that had an egg on it.
I had an egg.
A thick slice of bacon, and in place of the buns were two waffles.
Dude, it was delicious.
You want to get another one on the way out of here?
No, because I want to get home tonight. I want to see my wife one more time.
Tell my wife I'm fat.
Was it good for you?
Oh, yeah.